Time to talk some Oregon softball. Those international travelers back from Puerto Vallarta. Heck of a tournament down there. Now fifth in the national rankings. This week, prep for a trip to Cathedral, California. Welcome in Coach Mike White. Coach, how are things?
Doing good. Thanks, Steve.
So beyond the softball, Thursday through Saturday, we know you had a terrific experience in your native land. Was the team able to drink in any of the local culture, or was this one of those strictly business trips in Puerto Vallarta?
Well, it was mostly business, but we did do a local camp for some kids on a Saturday morning. Probably about 75 kids that turned up, and as you know, in Mexico, they didn't have the best of equipment down there, you know, even gloves and stuff like that. But we did give them some some insight into softball and helped them, and so it was a really good experience for the young ladies to work with some young athletes down there.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Beyond the results, your ace, Megan Kleiss, threw two complete games, one extra innings, didn't allow an earned run, four total hits, 26 strikeouts. What stood out to you and your staff about the way she performed?
Well, I just think her command of all the pitches. I think that, we talked about the week before how she got the ball up a little bit in the zone, and she made those adjustments this last weekend, was really hitting her locations very well, and wasn't really giving anything away. I mean, I think that if it wasn't for the international tiebreaker rule, that second game may still be going.
So one of the things I think fans sometimes lose sight of is they see a great young player like Megan who kind of steps on the field as a freshman, but kind of the joy of a college player at a program like yours is they get better. When you think of the 18-year-old who walked onto the field from her high school in Wisconsin to what she is now, where has she grown and improved?
Well, she's really grown and improved a lot. I mean, she came out of high school and had a couple of injuries. She had a shoulder problem and also a back problem. And so she didn't throw much in her junior and senior year. And, so I think that set her back just slightly as a freshman here. But, since that time, we've seen her grow each and every year. And like you said, that's probably the most pleasing thing to see as a coach is when players do get better as they go along.
Now, in game two, you took on Texas, who was a tournament team last year. Connie Clark has an incredible program down there. And you took them down a run rule style from the pitching of Miranda to the bats. What stood out about the performance in that game last Friday?
Well, I think that's one of our most focused offensive performance we've had to date. I mean, we weren't swinging at pitches that were marginal. We really made it tough on their starting pitcher. And really, took advantage of every mistake they made, and that's what we have to do against good pitching is get on them early and don't let them feel comfortable out there.
Talking softball with head coach Mike White, Jenna Lilly, incredibly now a senior, had that frightening moment 2 years ago when she got hit in the face, and by her standards, didn't have a great 2017 with the bat, but now this year, and I get it's 10 games, she's hit safely in all of them, four games with three or four RBI. What's clicking her, for her so far this year?
I think her approach to date's been a lot better. I think she feels comfortable where she is at in the order. I think she's one of the knocks on Jenna is that she tends to change her batting stance as much as the weather does in Eugene, and that's a lot. So I think she's kind of settled into one way right now, so which is good. It's making it a lot more consistent in her approach.
I heard you talking with Joey Mack last week about DJ Sanders, the big shoes to fill with Nikki, and she's slugging over 1,200. But beyond those crazy power figures, you can't always guarantee a player will just transition this smoothly late in their college career. So how's she doing now as a Duck and, of course, handling that critical shortstop position?
I think she's doing very well, and like you said, it's got to be difficult. I mean, I can't put myself, obviously we can try and put ourselves in their shoes, but just to try and come into a different program that's been somewhat successful and then, try to feel like you're going to fit right in is difficult, but that's just DJ's mental makeup. She's very easygoing, yet she's demanding of herself, but it's never about her. It's more about the team, and I think she's been a great fit for us, not only obviously athletically, but mentally, and also I can see her being a big part of this team going forward as far as leadership goes.
A couple final thoughts for Coach White. Prior to the season, we talked about Lauren Burke, the local kid from Marist. You started her a couple games. She's gotten on the field a few others. I know it's limited, but what's her role been, and where have you been playing her, and how's she fitting in as a college player?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a big transition, you know, from the high school and travel ball. But I think Lauren's doing well each time we get her out there. I think she's trying to learn how to hit some of the different types of pitching you see in college. And I think she's transitioning pretty well. But right now it is a three-way battle between her, Shea Boughton, and Haley Cruz for that right field spot. And each one of them brings something a little bit different. So I'm actually trying to match them up with their hitting style against the pitching we're facing.
And lastly, this Mary Nutter Classic always draws a strong field. Oklahoma State's back in. Texas A&M is terrific. So another great field as you prep for the conference season now, less than a month out. And I understand you're also going to face an international team from Japan.
Yeah, definitely. Japan is in there, and they've got one of the best players in the world, Iri Yamada. Is a leadoff for them. I haven't seen their pitching staff, but, you know, that's one thing about Japanese teams. I spent the summer over the New Zealand national team for about 2-3 weeks, and there's no drop-off in what they do. In other words, their under-23 team we played is every bit as good as their national team, and we can expect to see that with them. They're just so disciplined, and they do a great job, and hopefully it'll be something that we can learn as a college team off that international side.
Folks, he's Mike White, 9-1, top five, another beast of a tournament Friday in SoCal. Coach, always appreciate the time. Travel safe. Have another successful trip.
Thanks, Steve, and go Ducks.
Take it easy. Starts Friday morning against Oklahoma State, wraps Sunday afternoon against San Jose City. Hang tight. We'll take a break. Back with more sports talk next, 95.3 The Score.